I want you to explain it to dentists that are listening, that 5 to 10 locations, they got the newest PMS, they got Dental Intel or Jarvis or Practice by Numbers. They got spreadsheets upon spreadsheets upon spreadsheets upon spreadsheets. They try to go to these other companies that have promised them things. Why is this such a big deal to actually track the things you want to track?
I get it. Moving practice management systems is like a nightmare. It's like the last thing you want to do. You'd have to get a huge benefit from it to do it.
What PMS are you getting?
I hope I'm not going to get criticized for this answer. I am so biased on integrations that I would pick all day long.
Welcome back to another episode of Dental Marketing Theory. I'm your host, Gary Bird. I'm the founder of SMC National, where we help you create, convert, and close more new patients so you can grow the way that you want. But you can't grow if you can't track what's happening in your offices. One of the biggest pain in the butts is trying to get information out of your PMS into a usable format that your team can actually look at and make decisions off of. And I'm really excited because in today's episode, Clint, who's the co-founder of Calla, is going to break down how and what is his favorite PMS and how he is extracting information out of that to help your practices grow. This is a very informative show, and I'm sure you're going to learn a ton from it. Stay tuned. All right, we are live, and I'm excited to hear how you got into the dental industry, Clint.
Yeah, it's been almost 13 years ago. I had one of my buddies call me. I was the only programmer he knew, and he said, "Hey, I got this business I'm building. We're building a phone system for dentists. I want you to come be the first developer and help grow this thing huge with me." And that's how I got into the dental space. And I thought, oh, how hard could it be? How much is there to know? There was a lot to know, in case you're wondering. There's a lot to know about dentistry. There's a lot to know about phone systems, communication systems. And it ended up being an amazing ride from a software perspective. The company was called Weave. Some of your listeners have probably heard of Weave. When I left, we had about 22,000 dental offices that we had built or that we had installed. And it was a great software success story in the dental space. And we were super excited to do it. And so that's how I got into dental. I left Weave about two and a half years ago, just before Weave went public. They went public on the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange 2 years ago in November, and left with one of my coworkers there who was the chief architect. And we were trying to decide what to build, and we decided to stay in dental. I think once you get in, you learn to love the market.
You're not allowed to leave.
You want to be a part of it still.
Yep.
And so we stayed in dental, and we decided that we wanted to help dental offices integrate or have other software integrate with their dental software. We wanted to be able to have dentists share their software and share their data with anyone that they wanted to. So that was our goal. And that's where we are now. And the company is called Calla.
Hey, got an important announcement for you. We are hosting the second annual Full Arch Advantage event, where you learn to create, convert, and close more full arches so your office can grow the way that you want. This is going to be in partnership with BioHorizons. And this is our second year. But the important part is it's going to be virtual. So you don't have to fly out, buy hotels, travel with your team. You can just register and block off the days and watch virtually. And right now we have early bird pricing. It's never going to be cheaper than right now. I don't even have a discount code because it's so cheap. It's only $199 right now to register. And it's for your team. It's for your dentists. It's for your treatment coordinators, your dental assistants, and your marketing managers. And you're going to learn a ton of stuff to grow. Last year's event had a 74 NPS score, which is amazing. And the feedback was really, really good. So if you're looking at leveling up, we have a ton of new content, a ton of new automations and things that you can add to your practice to really grow. And we're going to be going over a lot around sales and executing on the phones to make sure that you can grow the way that you want. So don't miss this. Go to Full Arch Advantage right now and sign up. This price will not be around for long. Yeah, it's funny because, you know, there's a couple of rules in dental. Number one, everybody who's not a dentist or a hygienist is here by accident. That's rule number one. And then rule number two is, once you get into the dental industry, you're not allowed to leave it. So everybody that I meet, I always ask them, like, how'd you end up here? And then they're like, yeah, and then I tried to leave and then I came back. And so I don't know what it is about the dental industry, but those are the rules to the dental industry. So how I actually heard about you guys was I had somebody else on the podcast. She worked in an office. Her name's Alyssa. And you can go check out that episode. But she was just raving about you guys. She said you're way ahead of a lot of people when it comes to integrations, because you're kind of thinking through integrations in a way that most people aren't. So could you just give everybody kind of a high overview of what you guys do?
Yeah, I think one of the big things that makes us different is, you know, is our history in dental, first of all. You know, we came from a company called Weave, which had we had 95 integrations into practice management software. And my co-founder built that integration platform at Weave. And so now we get to build like this version two of that, which is you know, an incredible opportunity, first of all, but just the sheer level of experience that we have doing integrations. I'd say the other thing that makes us a little bit different is we are an integration platform from the ground up. Like, we didn't build a patient engagement system first and then build an integration platform later. We've been integrations from day one, and that's, you know, that's what we focus on. That's all we eat, drink, and breathe integrations. And so I think that's a little bit different. And then I think the other difference is, you know, we actually do target dentists directly. Definitely our biggest customers are definitely going to be software companies. We definitely have several software companies that are trying to integrate with dental software. But surprisingly, you know, our very first customer actually was a dental office, and they were trying to track their return on investment for their marketing. Right. And that's what happened. So,
yeah. So tell me a little bit why this is such a pain in the butt. Like, why do you exist? Right. Cause if it was easy, you probably wouldn't even have created a company in this spot. So why is it so hard? And explain it. Like, I want you to explain it to dentists that are listening, that 5 to 10 locations they got the newest PMS, they got Dental Intel or Jarvis or Practice by Numbers. They got, you know, spreadsheets upon spreadsheets upon spreadsheets upon spreadsheets. They try to go to these other companies that have promised them things. Like, what, like, why is this such a big deal to actually track the things you want to track?
Yeah, I think one of the big parts of it is getting the data out of the dental software. It just can be a pain from the get-go. That just is a pain. And you know, for whatever reason, that hasn't been a priority for a lot of the dental softwares. That comes later, right? They're building all the core functionality. Then if they get to it, we'll build an API or we'll build a way for you to get access to your data easily. So that kind of was always a secondary thing. And I'd say the other thing is that, you know, dental, while it's a great industry, I love it. A lot of these bigger players, they just don't look at it seriously. They don't look at it like, you know, Salesforce.
You're talking about the software company. You're talking HubSpot.
Yeah. HubSpot, Salesforce, they look at the dental industry and they're like, it's not big enough or whatever. So they don't build integrations for these type of companies. And I don't know if they ever will. I hope they will, because I look at dental and I think, wow, this opportunity is incredible. You know, I don't have updated numbers, but we always said things like 180,000 dental offices. When we pitched venture capitalists, we'd say there's 10 times more dental offices than Starbucks, you know, and then their eyes get big, like, really? Wow. Okay. You know, it puts a visualization to it. But for whatever reason, they haven't. And so, you know, we kind of want to be that bridge to companies and say, hey, we will get your data where you need it with whatever software you're using. You know, we have an integration that syncs to High Level, to Zoho, to Salesforce, to any you know, tracking tool that you want to build to, we will build to it. So that's what I think makes us a little bit different.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense. So why is the PMS such a pain to deal with? Why is that? Why?
Well,
and how does it stack up against other industries in your experience?
Yeah, I would. You definitely look at it and you'd say the dental industry is still quite a bit behind on the whole, only because, you know, a huge percentage of the practice management systems are still on premise, right? You know, last time I checked, it was still over 60% of dental officers are running a practice management system on their server in their office. And so that just by nature makes it hard when the data is not centralized into like a cloud offering. So that's part of it. And it's taken a long time to move. And I get it. Moving practice management systems is like a nightmare, right? That's like, it's like the last thing you want to do. You'd have to get a huge benefit from it to do it, because it's like, why on earth would you have to retrain all your staff? I get it. And so we have to build integrations into some pretty legacy software, you know, some old databases that weren't designed to be integrated with. So that's one part of it. And then the other part of it is just the cloud hosting providers typically don't love building APIs. They kind of want to lock you into them and keep control of that data. And even just getting access to Dentrix Ascend, they charge $45 to us per location, which is triple what we charge customers typically. So those type of things are a little outrageous, I think, but that's how it goes. They have a monopoly, I guess.
So you said one of the things is the on-prem. So is cloud universally easier, or is there certain cloud players that are just a pain in the butt to deal with too, and they're just kind of recreating the on-prem problem that you still can't access info from your perspective?
Yeah, it's what's interesting is it's easier and harder, and I'll tell you why. On-premise is a little bit easier for really tech-savvy people like my co-founder and CTO. If he wants access to that data and the dentist gives him permission to get on that computer, like, we can get it and we can get any of it, right? So that part is a little bit easier. On the cloud, it becomes a little bit harder because it's like we can't access any data that they don't expose, right? We have to wait for them to expose that data and for us to get access to it. So that makes it a little bit harder. But yeah, some practice management systems, even on the cloud, are recreating an experience that maybe isn't ideal. You know, the Dentrix Ascend API is great. It's super expensive, but it's a good API. They have a streaming API. They do some good things from a technology standpoint. So
awesome. And okay, I'm going to ask you I got a couple hard questions for you. I actually asked this to Next Health CEO, and he tread lightly, and I understand if you do the same. If you were a dentist right now, or you're in charge, you're a CTO, you got 10 practices and your goal is to scale to 100 over the next 5 years or something like that, right? What PMS are you getting?
Oh, geez. I hope I'm not going to get criticized for this answer.
You are. You will, no matter what you say, you will get criticized.
I am so biased on integrations and like being able to interop with everything I would pick. I would pick Open Dental all day long, even though it's on premise. And I know like that's like why it's like I just it's just easy. Because like there's no other option. I can't find a cloud hosted provider with an open API that's like loves integrations. But with Open Dental, they're using a MySQL database. So it's like very simple for developers to get access to. And lots of people integrate with them. Almost every dental software company that builds, the first integration they build is Open Dental. That's how they do it. Because it's easy. You have access. They have a sandbox. You can download it and run it locally. So there's just a lot of reasons to do it. So absolutely, I would pick Open Dental first, no matter what.
Good answer, man. Good job. You worked through that well. All right. So recently there was, I don't know if you caught this or not, but between I believe it was Dentrix Ascend and Next Health. So Next Health is like, hey, we'll get this information for you. It's your PMS. It's your data. So we can get it. And you know how Dentrix Ascend is, right? They're like, that's debatable. And so they were like working around that, right? So they were scraping. So from my understanding, they were taking the logins of their clients, logging in on their behalf and going in and just scraping out the information so they could have the information there for their customers, right? And seems pretty straightforward. But then Dentrix Ascend sent out an email saying, hey, we see that this is happening and you're breaking our terms of service and, you know, blah, 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 blah. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, we don't do that with Dentrix Ascend. We don't do scraping. For some other practice management systems that don't have APIs at all, we have to scrape. I don't agree with Ascend's philosophy, but I also don't necessarily fully agree with NextHealth's philosophy. One of the reasons why they were so upset and even the SN noticed is because, you know, NextHealth is grabbing every single piece of data that it can get its hands on. And so they just saw this like massive spike in traffic on their servers. And they're like, what is happening? Why are we getting all this, like all these requests? This doesn't look normal. We take a little bit different approach where we're like, hey, we're just going to get the data, only the data that you need, and leave it at that. So it's a little bit different approach. Now, I definitely am in the camp though, that I think the data should belong to the dentist. And I think the dentist should have a right to take that data wherever he wants, if he wants to integrate with a third party. We have some DSOs that negotiate their own API contracts with Ascend, which I think has been great. Some of them have even gotten $0 per month. They have to pay like a setup fee for a couple grand, but then they don't pay anything per month. And then they get an API key. And then they'll use us to just sync that data to a data warehouse for them so they can run their own analytics or whatever. We're a little bit weird. Like Dentrix pricing is like out there trying to target the Weaves of the world that are charging $400. And they're like, give us a revenue share to get access to the data. But for someone like me, who my sync product costs $15, like that's just $45 is outrageous. Like I can't, you know, no one's going to pay that. Some of these DSOs, even a three office DSO has gotten $0 per month. So that's an option. If you're on Ascend and you want to get access to that data, you can call their API team and negotiate a contract internally for just accessing your own data.
That's so cool. That's a great answer. What if someone wants to reach out to you, I'm going to ask you in a minute for your contact info for people to reach out to you. Before we do that, like what would, for a practice between like 5 and 10 offices, what would be the main use case that they would reach out to you for?
Yeah, we have a couple products that a 5 to 10 office would reach out to us. One is they want to run their own reporting in a data warehouse. And they're like, we want to sync all of our locations from all our different practice management systems into one place. And we have a product that will sync each one of their locations into one central database for them to access. So that's one. The other is a lot of these 5 to 10 locations will have a marketing person, and they are setting up like an AdWords campaign on Google. And they want to track if that person, like, if someone fills out a form, they have an appointment, and then they come in and, you know, heck, they get a treatment plan done. And the marketing person wants to track that data and say, how much revenue are we getting or will we get based on this treatment plan from our AdWords campaigns? And right now they're doing it all manually, right? And some of these bigger offices, like that, you know, that first person you talked to, she was getting so many leads and she was having to go back in manually and figuring out which one signed up, which one came to an appointment, mark them as closed one. And she just wanted to do that automatically. And so we have an automation platform that says, hey, we'll go back to your lead management system and look at all your leads and see if a patient has signed up for an appointment and if they've come in, and we'll mark it as closed one. And now we even are writing back treatment plan data to say, here's how, so they can run estimates on how, here's how much money we think you're going to generate from your marketing campaigns to decide if it's worth it. So I'd say those are the two biggest use cases, is measuring ROI and centralizing the data for reporting.
Got it. That's awesome. And then how do people get in touch with you if that's something they want help with?
Yeah, we just have a contact form on our website at getkolla.com. That's K-O-L-L-A. So getkolla.com. And that just goes right to my email right now. So we're still a small company.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on. You did a great job. And I know you're going to help a lot of people. I love your mindset and your approach. And I know you're going to crush it. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Gary. It's been a pleasure.